WPHM. Broadcasting dockside along the Black River in downtown Port Huron. Here's Dennis Stuckey on WPHM.
You know, it's only this time of the year that you realize how many actual songs and bits of music there are about water and sailing. My goodness. All right, welcome back. We're hanging out dockside. It's an early edition and a longer edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here from 3 till 6 today. Monday, our regular time of 5 until 7, but that will be from Mackinac Island. We'll be broadcasting live from the Grand Hotel. And joining us live now on the phone is Anthony Marchelletta. He is with Bell's Brewery, and of course they're doing the Oasis Tent here during Blue Water Fest and leading up to the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race, which begins tomorrow. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dennis. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I'm doing great. The Oasis Tent is obviously one of the most popular things going on last night and I'm sure tonight. What do you got there and why is it such a draw?
You know, we've got a lot of fun things going on over there. We've got free admission, number one. There's a lot of music. There's three different acts coming on tonight. So starting at 5 p.m., you've got Alex Shire, a little some rock music. Keeps on going. The party starts at 5, then at 7 you've got Paul Shonk, and then at 9 it's Freelance, so the music just keeps going. Free admission, we've got fantastic Bell's beers out there. There's a whole bunch from the Bell's crew out there, and then there's tons of games. And
oh, we had him and then we lost, so wherever Anthony's at, he's not getting a very good phone signal. So we keep losing them with that. All right, other things going on in the world besides the boat race, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. But over at Wimbledon today, the men's semifinals are taking place, and the first men's semifinal was an absolute gong show, as we like to say in the business. South African Kevin Anderson went up against American John Isner. What a insane match that they had. It goes five sets with Anderson finally winning. Check out these scores. 7-6, 6-7, 6-7, 6-4, and then in the tiebreaker, 26-24 for Anderson. So he is moving on to the finals. The other semi going on right now between Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. I think we've got Anthony back. You there, Anthony?
You sure do have me back. I'm sorry about that. Some technical difficulties on my end.
Hey, these things happen. Especially when you're around Bell's Beer. how many different types of beer does Bell's have now?
So, you know, we have seven beers that are available year-round. There's four seasonal beers and just tons and tons of specialty beers. So we have a core lineup, but then are constantly doing things with new recipes and experimenting with new ideas and new concepts and raw materials. So I couldn't even put a number on it. It's a heck of a lot.
And you're over in Comstock, Michigan.
Sure are.
And these days you can find Bell's Beer in a lot of places, can't you? You guys have branched out of Michigan, and you're in a lot of states now.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We're actually in 39 states now, as well as Washington, D.C., and Bell's Brewery is the biggest Michigan brewer of beer sold in the state of Michigan.
Now, did you just wake up one day as a little kid and go, man, I'd really like to work for a brewery? How'd you get involved with Bell's?
I didn't have that dream. I first became familiar with Bell's when in college over at Western Michigan University. Was a food marketing grad over there. Spent a night in the Bell's Eccentric Cafe and came home just raving to my friends. They all thought I was crazy. I said, you guys will never believe this beer that I had. I had this beer and it was fruity and spicy and it was hazy and it looked kind of white. And they all looked at me and said, that's not beer. I don't know what the heck you had, but that sure as heck isn't beer. It was Bell's Winter White Ale. That was my first experience with Bell's, and it really became a fan from then, and always had it in my mind that it was something that I was interested in. And just a lot of things worked out very, very well for me to end up with a job at Bell's Brewery. But it all started with that evening at the Bell's Eccentric Cafe over in Kalamazoo.
Larry Bell strikes me as a guy that would be pretty cool to work for.
Absolutely. Absolutely he is. He's actually going to be up here this weekend. He'll be sailing in the race. He's on a boat called Details. So he'll be up for tonight, and hopefully maybe we'll see him out and around tonight. Yeah, absolutely. But wonderful, wonderful man. He's still the president of our company, always has been. He's the founder of the company. You know, he's been around since 1985, so he's done a lot of great things for Bell's as a company, but for beer and all sorts of great things.
Now, I understand that you guys took some old kegs of beer that were empty, and you guys have actually built a dinghy or some type of vessel that will actually be going up and down the Black River.
Sure, Will. You're talking about Bella. Bella is a boat made of old repurposed kegs, and I'd say a boat is a little generous. I'll call it a very, very wonderfully fancy raft almost. This does have a small outboard motor on it. You'll see it cruising up and down the river this evening. Jeff and Tom from Bell's will be up there. And you'll notice if the kegs and the homemade boat weren't enough of a clue, you can look for the Bell's flags flying in the back of it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Have you been on it?
I have not. Last year was the first time that I've seen it up here, and I just missed out. I think they were running low on fuel by the time I made it over there. Hoping to get a chance to get on there, so sometime later this evening, though.
All right, cool stuff. Did we miss anything, Anthony? Anything else you need to pass on to us?
I just want to remind people where we're at. So we're the Bell's Oasis is just east of the Harbor Master. If you get into that general area, it's really hard to miss us. We have two large inflatable Bell's beer bottles out on the lawn, and there's Bell's flags flying everywhere. So if you just get close, we're pretty easy to find. That's pretty much it, though. I really appreciate having a chance to talk about our involvement with Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race. You know, this is its 94th consecutive running, but we've been involved for 10 years now. So this is our 10th year as sponsor. But for the first two, we're as the beer sponsor. Now this is our 8th year as the title sponsor. So just so many fun things going on this weekend. Really looking forward to hopefully a fast and very safe race. And that's it. I really appreciate your time.
All right. I hope you get up to the island because you guys put on a pretty good party there, too.
I'll be there. I wouldn't miss that party.
All right. Good stuff. Enjoy yourself, Anthony, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time, Dennis.
All right, no problem. All right, there's Anthony Marchelletti from Bell's Beer. We're going to take a quick break and then back with more of the Dennis Stuckey Show Dockside today until 6 o'clock on AM 1380 WPHM.